I'm Victoria Cash, and I want to invite you to a place called Lucky Land, where you can play over 100 social casino-style games for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. So what are you waiting for? The best way to discover your luck is to spin. So go to LuckyLandSlots.com. That's LuckyLandSlots.com. And get lucky today at Lucky Land.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Hey, it's intern John. Every football season, Safeway makes sure you're the MVP. Spend more time enjoying the game and get your groceries delivered in as soon as 30 minutes. Download the Safeway mobile app to shop for delivery or pickup, plus find hundreds of digital deals and earn rewards points for free grocery items or redeem for up to $1 per gallon on gas at Safeway or participating Exxon or mobile fuel stations. You know the deal. It's Safeway. Fresh foods, local flavors.
Ladies and gentlemen, you are actually tuning in to a new episode of Advice from a Fuckboy. Real quick, I was on the Chocolate Chip and Sip podcast. Here's the audio from it. It was a good episode, very funny. Stormy P, you my girl. Make sure y'all check it out. Also, real quick, while you're here, because I'm putting it out today, it's December 30th. If you live in St. Louis right now, do me a favor, click the link in the details, get your tickets, because New Year's Eve, I'm going to be at Helium Comedy Club. I said that. New Year's Eve, two shows, we ringing in the new year together. Let's get fucked up. Hey, I said it. Anyway, all right. So actually, yeah, new episode, Advice from a Fuckboy. Song, then listen.
Woo, what's up, beautiful people? It is your baby mama, favorite baby mama, Stormy P, and this is another episode. See, that's why you can't have your friends on a pod, y'all. Because they mess you up. Some people are so unprofessional, okay?
I'm sorry. It was the Maxwell at the top of the podcast for me.
Woo! Wow.
I was just waiting for wow.
Can I get through my intro, please?
My bad. I'm sorry.
This is another episode of Chocolate Chip and Sip, the modern day female perspective. Yeah. And listen, I don't even remember what else I say after that because I've been thrown off completely. All I want to say is we're playing with the home team. We got Danny D. Kane in the building. All of that. We also have Kev the Kid in the building. Same as it ever was. And today, back again for his triumphant return. It is the Hoochie Daddy coach. It is the reformed fuck boy who gives advice.
Coochie.
It is the leader of Music is the Love Language podcast. Mm-hmm. It is the funny as fuck comedian. World renowned comedian.
Yeah.
We got Clint in the building, y'all. Hey, Clint.
Hello, everybody.
Hey.
Hi. No, that was a... I'm sorry. I just... All right, can we... Quiet as kept... Stormy and I talk a lot about this podcast off the record, Danny and Kev. If she ever comes into your podcast, right?
Yeah.
And she's like asking certain questions. Usually, we've had that conversation before.
Ah.
I'm that guy. You know what I'm saying? Yes. And I try to share whatever I be knowing.
How much does she shit talk us?
And not at all. Honestly, say it again. That's on my pop. She has never said anything bad about y'all.
No.
Ever.
Mm-hmm.
Ever.
I'm shocked.
Mm-hmm. Never.
She tells us to our face all the time.
But yeah, no, she's never said nothing bad. Never.
I'll be like,
you could tell me. Here's the thing. If she says something bad about y'all,
yeah,
my energy when I walk in, I wouldn't want to fuck with y'all.
big facts.
I mean, yeah. that's a fact. Like, if you're telling me, like, yo, like, they getting over on me, man. Like,
yeah.
They owe me money or blah, 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 blah. Like, when I come in here, you lucky. I can't be in a space with somebody who owe my friends money. Like, you know?
No, that's real. Yeah, that's real.
But long story short, we never really discussed the intro.
Yes.
And do the woo again.
No, I'm not doing a woo again, okay? And now you done messed it up, and I'm going to be thinking about Maxwell from here on out, okay?
Is that not a beautiful song, though?
It's a great song. And listen, speaking of songs, let me tell you what Clint told me before we started.
What?
Before we started the pod, Clint told me that Nas wrote on Will Smith Getting Jiggy With
It. Yeah, that's a fact.
Did y'all know that? Did y'all hear that?
That's a fact.
Listen to me. Have y'all ever heard that Nas wrote on Will Smith's Getting Jiggy With It?
That's a fact.
Who told you that?
It's not who told me that. I mean, first of all, we just read the joint. Steve Stout said it, right?
Mm-hmm.
Steve Stout, if you from the 90s, you know 90s hip hop. Steve Stout was the I don't even know what he do, but I know what he does, but the average person knows, like, if you talking to Steve Stout, you know he's heavy in the business, you know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. And he confirmed that Nas had a hand in it.
That was a wild studio session.
That was probably Nas just gave him the rhymes. I'm pretty sure Nas was not in the studio when Will Smith was making it.
Oh, somebody on live said Nas said that himself as well.
Oh, well, then see, I never knew Nas confirmed. But yeah, so.
That's dope.
Yeah.
That's dope.
Nah,
I can hear it a little bit now that you say it.
Yeah, right. Yeah. Nah, yeah. It is, the song is ass.
Whoa.
Miami,
whoa.
Well, Getting Jiggy With It was, I mean, like, it didn't age well. Like, it had a point in time. It was a moment in time.
Y'all don't get crunk when y'all hear Getting Jiggy With It?
Yo, if you hear that, if somebody, literally, like, let's be real.
I'm serious. If somebody put on Getting Jiggy With It right now, I'm fucking this shit up right here.
Dude, no, that wasn't. What's that?
It was this. I'm fucking that up.
Yeah. He had, what'd he say? 50-yard line at the Raiders.
I'll go further. The beat was L.E.S., The Connection through Nas.
Yes. L.E.S. So L.E.S. Worked on Nas's first album from you know, he's, you know, Illmatic, stuff like that. Like, yeah, so that's, yeah. You know, in the music, everybody know everybody.
True. This is very true.
Yeah, everybody know everything.
I don't know. I think.
Hey.
I think you wrong, Clint.
What do you mean? Nah, this it's not.
The song didn't age well.
No, it's not.
Didn't age well. Y'all can't hear it on live, but they playing it through the headphones. But this right here.
No, this is played at like sports events, and white people like this song, and that's why I didn't.
I can confirm white people do in fact like this song.
Yeah,
I like this song.
Once white people like you ever notice with black people, for real. Once white people like a song, we don't like it no more.
So you're saying now Getting Jiggy With It is arena music?
Yeah.
Oh yeah, 100%.
That's like that's like, think about it. That's a song where it's like. Like white folks in their 60s, their 50s, their 60s. It's like they probably don't like hip hop, but they like Will Smith.
True. Dan?
Wait, so do black people not like September anymore? Like Earth, Wind, and Fire?
No. So it's not that we don't like it. It's like, but now that's deemed commercial.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? So anything, like, it's not that we don't like it. Like, it's just like, once you liked Nelly, we know we stopped.
Once y'all started, that did it for me.
Yeah, white people started liking Nelly, like, niggas is like, we cool on Nelly. Like,
but to be fair, Nelly's always confused me, because he's always been half a country artist.
This is true. Nelly has always been a country
artist. But it's like, but once y'all, like, we realized, like, damn, like, y'all really like Nelly. Like, once I heard Nelly at, like, I was in Nashville. And yeah, like prime time, you know, at a bar, it's like 1 a.m, the white people went nuts. Hey, must be Nelly. I'm like,
I think after Sweatsuit, Nelly really lost it for me.
Yeah, he was, get your drop down, get your ego.
Yeah, that was it.
Yeah,
that was it.
That was it. And that's okay. But yeah, just white people, if you didn't know, once y'all like something or a song, we no longer is done. even the Beyonce Cuff It Challenge, there's a video where there's a bunch of white girls.
It's like they're not bridesmaids, but they look like they were at like a bridal shower or something.
They didn't do anything.
It was the rhythm or lack thereof.
And we were all just like, you know what? It's over.
I think we're done with this.
It's good. It's good.
Yeah, I think we're done with this.
Same thing with the Gritty. We noticed that a lot of white athletes do the Gritty now.
Yeah. We're good on that now too.
That's all of it.
You can have it.
Because I don't know the Gritty. Was that made before Gritty the mascot, or is that?
I don't know where. I'm not that tapped into the youth. But I just, everywhere I go, I see the Bleacher Report covering some white kid
doing
the Gritty. He was like, oh, he scored a point and he did the Gritty. Like, who cares?
Yeah.
Who cares?
No, that's real.
Okay, wait, here it is. Made in 2018 by Alan Davis, blah, blah, blah.
Who the hell is Alan Davis?
I don't know who Alan Davis is. Y'all know who Alan Davis is?
No idea. High school football player. Well, he's not uploaded to YouTube.
clearly he's not in high school anymore.
Yeah, not anymore. Yeah.
Okay.
Listen, I ain't mad at it.
I'm just glad Alan Davis is getting his flowers.
Listen, and that's it. And Nas too.
Nas too.
And Nas too.
But he got a check though.
I know he got a check.
Yo, Getting Jiggy would have won a Grammy.
Getting Jiggy would have was big.
Yeah, no, he got a check, girl.
He had to.
He got a check for that.
Hell yeah.
For
hell
sure.
Yeah. He got a check. I ain't mad at it. Mm. Well, would you like to get into our first segment of the show?
I'm happy to be here. Yeah.
All right, so let's get into dirty definitions.
Oh, dirty.
Okay, so the dirty definitions portion of the show is when we go over things that I learned throughout the week or things that I want to talk about that people might not know about. Mm-hmm. It could be a sex position, anatomy term, anything. Okay. So today I was talking with Clint, and he had asked me about love bombing. Mm. So the dirty definition for today is love bomb, right? Mm. So, Kev, Dan, do you know what love bombing is?
I'm going to guess that's where you just, like, throw all your affection at one person, and it's just, you know, it's like a bomb going off. It's just, bam!
I'm
going
to guess this most happens 5 minutes into meeting someone.
Can confirm that's usually what happens with me.
Have either of you been love bombed?
No.
Have you done
attempted.
The love bombing?
You tried to love bomb someone?
No, someone tried to love bomb me and it was way too much.
Okay.
But I think I am also a culprit of doing it myself.
I'm a culprit. I've loved bombs for 5 years straight.
Jesus.
And it led me nowhere.
I did like a week and I was like, all right, I'm done.
Trash. I expected so much more of the two of you. So according to Cosmopolitan, love bombing is characterized by excessive attention, admiration, and affection with the goal to make the recipient feel dependent and obligated to that person. Y'all. I have been love bombed twice in my life. And it is trash. Trash. My first time being love bombed, dog, I was crying like full Viola Davis snot bubble crying. Like my feelings were hurt so bad because I didn't know what was happening. So basically.
Yeah, but I said, get into the story.
Yeah. So basically, love bombing is when somebody will give you a whole bunch of attention, make you seem like you're their person, like right off the bat, right? And literally give you no red flags. But in hindsight, this whole activity is a red flag, but I digress. Mm-hmm. So they will give you all this love and make you think you're their person, right? And then out of nowhere, just switch and just act like you ain't shit.
Oh, I've never done
so. Yeah, I don't know if that per se is love bombing, but I do think it's, so there's a manipulation tactic that goes into it.
Yeah.
Right? You're basically saying like, yo, I'm doing all of these things. I'm showering you with a whole bunch of love with no with the intent of once I got you hooked, then I'm going to flee you. Not flee you, but like, you know, like slowly but surely, like, okay, job is done.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Go ahead.
Right. And the person doesn't know this. Like they just give all this attention.
You think they don't know?
I didn't know.
I thought you meant like the person doing it.
No. The person doing it is very narcissistic. Okay. They know exactly what they're doing.
Oh, now I retract my previous statement then
like Dan that.
And I, this is not what we thought.
I'm just talking about showering affection towards someone. Okay, I didn't know there was this whole.
Well, isn't there like a guy, not guy, but like signs of love bombing?
Yeah, but like that switch or trying to make your person feel manipulated or dependent upon you, that is a part of the love bombing. Like that coldness and turning into an asshole is a part of the love bombing.
I didn't know that.
Yeah, that is not a.
So hold on, I'm just looking up the definition.
Thank you.
Love bombing signs.
Yeah, give me some love bombing signs, Clint.
Okay, the first thing is they say they want to know everything about you right away. I mean,
I don't think that's
how you get to know someone.
Yeah.
I don't think, but see, now here's the thing. When you say wanting to get to know everything about you, right?
Mm-hmm.
I think there's limits and boundaries right away, right? Mm-hmm. Like when everything about you, when I first meet you, I want to know what you know, what kind of music you like. I want to know what you do. I want to know like, what's a day like for you? I want to, to me, that's not love bombing, but like asking very strong, personal, like, to ask up, you know, on the first date.
Ask some wild shit like, yo, why your dad leave?
Or like, yo, have you ever had an abortion? It's like,
I shouldn't open first dates with that?
My guy, what's up, man?
I thought the first question you asked was, what's your social security number?
Well, I mean, if you can't tell what's being asked, then it's you, sis.
Yo, go ahead. What's the next one?
The second one is sharing their personal details too quickly. Now, I think that is a red flag.
Yes.
I think that when you first meet somebody, okay, prime example. Let's say I'm going through depression, right?
It is Ryan Seacrest here. People always say it's good to unwind, but that's easier said than done. The exception, Chumba Casino. They actually make it easier done than said, or at least the same. Chumba Casino is an online social casino with hundreds of casino-style games like slots and blackjack. Play for fun. Play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Sign up now and collect your free welcome bonus at chumbacasino.com. Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply.
Hey, it's intern John. Every football season, Safeway makes sure you're the MVP. Spend more time enjoying the game and get your groceries delivered in as soon as 30 minutes. Download the Safeway mobile app to shop for delivery or pickup, plus find hundreds of digital deals and earn rewards points for free grocery items or redeem for up to $1 per gallon on gas at Safeway or participating Exxon or mobile fuel stations. You know the deal. It's Safeway. Fresh foods, local flavors.
And I meet somebody that I like.
Yeah.
I'm not going to tell that person what I'm really going through.
Yeah.
Like, they'll ask me, yo, Clint, how was your day? I'm like, you know, it's straight. I'm not about to dump everything that I got. Like, yeah, you're not gonna do that. But somebody who is love, like, kind of want you to feel bad for them.
Kind of want you to feel sorry for them.
Like, you got a lot going on. Like, oh, I feel bad. Like,
right.
You know, you, like, guilting somebody into kind of liking you. It's like, you think that's showing vulnerability and you showing who you are, but it's like, yo, I just think there's certain things that need to be saved for when I actually get to know you.
Right.
You know what I mean? I don't trust everybody with that information.
Absolutely.
off top. You know what I'm saying?
Is there a realm where you're at least like, hey, bitch, I'm going through something just in case I'll be like distant sometimes?
You can say that.
Okay.
You can say that. And then you don't even have to go into details. Now, my thing is, but then it's like, it's one of them things where it's like, nigga come up, you know, y'all start talking and then automatically he like, yeah, yo, I'm 900 in the hole.
That's wild. That's like, wild, because that's giving you want me to offer something and I'm not.
Yeah, I'm 900 in the hole. It's like, no, dog, I don't care that you're not. You know what I'm saying? Same thing. Guys are the same way with women, right? We, if a girl, you know, hits you and be like, yeah, you know, like, my baby dad, blah, 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 blah. Like, she got a story for you.
Mm-hmm.
And then she waiting for you to ask, well, how much do you...
Would that be the equivalent of them girls who bring up how much their rent is or ask for rent money on the first date?
I've never been in a situation where a woman's asked me for rent money on the first date.
I heard it's a thing. Somebody just told me it's a thing.
They don't respect him. I'm sorry. I don't know who that was on this podcast.
I'm sorry to this man.
Yeah, what's his name? What's Bull's name?
I'm not going to say his name.
No, well, he was on the podcast and he said it.
So no, it wasn't on the podcast.
Okay, well.
Somebody just told me.
Well, hey, bro, she don't like you. I mean, that's just... What the fuck are we talking about? Like, no, because I don't, like, women don't, I've never had a woman ask me no shit like that on the first date. And look, man, I'm not dating sixes either. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, you know, if I'm going on a date, best believe, you know, she fine.
You think that matters if someone's interested in you then or not?
Yeah, absolutely. If she don't like you, you a lick.
I support this 1,000%.
If she don't like you, you are a lick, bro.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? That's just the bottom line. I'm not a lick. You know what I'm saying? Whether I got money or not, I'm not a lick. You gonna like me first. You know what I mean?
You gonna like me first.
You gonna like me first.
What's the next symptom or what's the next sign?
Of
love bombing.
Yes. The third one.
How many is it?
There's 11.
Okay.
Oh, wow.
Skip through.
Needing constant validation.
Oh boy.
I don't like that.
Yeah.
No.
I don't like that.
You need it.
Mm-mm. No.
That's not for me.
You need it. Like, you know, do you miss me? Nigga, no. Yo, you ever had somebody ask you if they miss you?
Oh, yes.
You miss me? No.
No.
If you ask me, the answer will always be no.
Just like that?
No.
Just like that?
No.
Now, question. What if they, proposition it with, hey, I missed you today. Did you miss me?
No.
Because that's just manipulation right there. Like,
no, but if you tell me, like, yo, I missed you, then give me the opportunity to say I missed you too.
And she's going to be sitting there like.
But if I don't say it, or I'm not going to say something I don't mean. Like,
right.
Why do motherfuckers always. Anyway, yeah. Needing constant validation. Pressuring you to commit.
Ooh.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah. Ooh. Or trying to squeeze you in a relationship real fast. It's like, bro, yeah. I don't even really know you like that.
Yes. Over the top expensive gifts.
Mm-hmm. That was a large part of like my first one.
Yeah. Over the top expensive gifts, intense declarations of love. So like, motherfucker is like coming on like, yo, I love you. Like,
I think like you're so special. For
you? Like, you on some I care about you so much. Really?
Already? I mean, I know I'm the shit, but already?
It's been a couple days. Yeah. Immense jealousy when you win someone else. Things just feel off and sudden coldness or withdrawal.
That's the end of it. Yes. That's when the second shoe drops for me.
Yeah, sudden coldness or withdrawal. That is the one.
And I went out bad, y'all. I'm blowing the phone up. I'm texting, calling. I'm trying to figure out what's going on. Right. Y'all, I was down bad.
And they sitting there like, yo, chill out.
Yes. And I'm like, what the fuck do you mean chill out? We was just good. I'm confused.
We was just good.
And then, like a sucker, first time, here I go into, did I do something wrong?
Uh-oh.
Do you know I cringe every time I think about, I asked the nigga, did I do something wrong? Like, that really hurts me in my soul.
Well, maybe you, I mean, well, there's nothing wrong with asking somebody if you did something wrong. But in this case, asking if you did something wrong after you, like, here's the thing, right? Let's be honest. The whole game is, I set the tone, right? You, then I break the tone,
mm-hmm.
and then I blame you
mm-hmm.
for the tone being broken.
Right.
Mm-hmm. That's really what love bombing is. Yeah. I set the tone. You expect said tone. I don't want to do tone no more. And now it's dial tone.
Mm-hmm.
That's really what where we at with this. And the problem is that so many guys or girls, right? Once you're doing all of this, you're doing this to feed yourself.
Mm-hmm.
And not knowing that you're taking from the other person.
Right.
You know what I'm saying?
Right.
Like, you're really like, you're holding somebody up. That's really
what it is.
You're holding somebody to, like, bro, you're in my way.
Seriously.
You in the way, dog.
Yeah.
You in the way. I don't think we talk about this enough in dating because we think that, you know, showing affection and all those other things mm-hmm. is you're supposed to do that, which you should, right?
Mm-hmm.
But right. like we all understand, man, like this, it just gotta feel right.
But that's the thing about love bombing. Right. If it's done correctly, it will feel right.
Oh.
And it will have you confused as fuck when the tone switches. Because it's like, everything was right. What happened?
I've never had a girl so expensive gifts into me. Like, I've never had a girl, like, all of those things that was named. I mean, I've seen, like.
What about thoughtful gifts? Because those are just as expensive
yo,
gifts
you know
in a
what?
Way.
Now that I think about it, if you buy me like a fucking record that I've been writing,
yeah.
you drunk. And as you know, that them records only like $20. But
I know you and I know how you feel about your records.
Yeah, dog.
So she rarely would get you.
Child love buy me, dog. I don't even, that's why I don't even pay, I don't pay that shit no mind.
Oh my God.
I don't want that fucking record. I got it already.
No, you don't.
That's
she
like,
heard you complaining about it. That's why she got it.
I went on ahead and bought it after I fucking complained about it.
Oh, my God. Anyway, so a good example, if all this doesn't make sense, a good example of a famous account of love bombing would be like the Tindler Swindler, about how he would get these girls all these expensive, you know, gifts or give them these expensive experiences, and then he would turn around and just start manipulating them for money. And then because...
Wait. He would buy you gifts.
You never heard of the Tindles?
No, I seen it on Netflix, but it's like, I didn't...
He was buying these girls right. gifts. Yeah. He was taking them out on trips. He was getting them flued out in PJs, picking them up in like expensive cars, putting them up in fancy-ass hotels, going ring shopping. And then he would just flip it and start manipulating them for money and making it seem like, if you love me, you would give me this.
So now, wait a minute, he's paying for trips, and then he's asking you for money.
That was the game. So basically, he was robbing Paul to pay Peter. He was taking one girl money, spending on this girl money. So then once he got her, he would take her money and spend it on the next girl.
That's a pyramid scheme.
It was a pyramid scheme.
He's smart.
Yeah. But and then he was like all in their ear, like, you know, if you love me. And he was telling them how he had enemies after him and shit. And like, he was wilding. But that is a very good example of
love
bombing.
Well, here's my thing. You think that, like, now, here's where I'm going to hold... Not just women, but like the person being love bombed accountable. It's like, look, man, you have to ask these questions and you need to, like, I know they're going to say all the right things and blah, 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 blah. But it's like, yo, is expensive gifts really a litmus test for how much somebody like you?
Right.
Like, that's really where we're at now. Like, spending money, you got to remember, right? If you're spending, let's say you spend, somebody spends $3,000 on you. You don't know how much they really have to spend. You know what I mean? Like, $3,000 to a millionaire is really nothing.
Nothing.
You know what I'm saying? Like, that's really $30 to them. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. So my thing is, if somebody, like, $3,000 to you is like, oh shit, they spending $3,000 to me. Does that really mean,
does that translate to them?
Yeah, like, because think about somebody who make $50,000 a year, right?
Mm-hmm.
Like if they take you to an expensive restaurant, that means that they had to either plan or save up for that.
Right.
That kind of does equate a little bit to liking you. Mm-hmm. But on the flip side, if we're talking about somebody who has a really high paying job and a really, you know what I'm saying?
It's nothing.
A $200-$300 bill to them is not for pussy like that.
In defense of those who have been bombed, I'ma say, my first time, real bad time, I was super young. I was like maybe 20, 21, right? My second time was actually like last year. And because I'm smarter and
when did you get love bombed last year?
I got love bombed, and I noticed, you said when or where?
When?
Like towards the end of the year.
Towards the end of the year?
Yeah.
What happened?
I noticed that the behaviors weren't making sense because they were too soon. Right?
Yeah.
And because I'm smarter now, and fool me once, shame on you, fool me twice, I'm a dickhead.
Yeah.
I realized that this isn't real. And then I would notice that he would send me pictures and stuff that weren't specific for me. It wasn't given like just for me.
Wait, time out. Sending dick pics is love, mama?
I didn't say dick pics. See, there you go.
I mean, when you say sending pics,
right, specifically for me.
I mean, I'm not sending, like...
I'm just saying, it just wasn't given very much. I took this for you.
So it wasn't dick pics?
It was, like, intimate photos, but not, like...
Can I ask a question?
Yeah.
How does a man send an intimate photo without it being his penis?
It can be pictures that he's not going to send to a bunch of people, or pictures but that he wouldn't put on the internet.
An intimate photo for a woman that's not a nude is bra... panties, lace, lingerie, something, right?
Mm-hmm.
An intimate photo for me is either a dick pic or I'm not sending a full body like print pic.
It could be like a shower photo. It could be like a great sweatpants photo. It could be anything.
Maybe she's expecting like a picture where like he's completely naked, but he's holding like her picture in a frame over his schlong. That's a personalized intimate picture,
like
a right?
Personalized quote. <y'all. laughs> Like maybe
are y'all done?
Lyrics.
I'm asking you, what is?
I said it could be different.
So, what
things.
Was the intimate photo?
It just wasn't like you know.
No, you're not going to get it. I'm not getting you off the.
Why?
Because I need to know. Like, I.
Why is this so important?
They're telling a story, and you're saying
this is not an important detail.
I'm sorry. All right, you know what? You're right. You're right. It was an intimate photo. Because my thing is, if you're saying it's a photo that's not for you, like if it's a photo with him in sweatpants, like maybe no, it's not for you. Maybe.
Well, then don't send it to me. I just don't send it to me in a fashion of good morning, beautiful. Oh, this is for you.
Well, maybe he took
I'm thinking of you.
Can I ask you an honest question?
Yeah.
If you took a fire ass picture, posted it on Instagram, right?
Mm-hmm.
You wouldn't send that same fire picture to said guy like that you interested in?
No, I don't do that. If I take fire photos and I put them on Instagram, I can't send that exact photo. It might be a different position. Or it might be like a different pose, but I won't send the same photo. Guys don't like that. And I've never, the few times that I have done it is, you put this shit on the gram and then you try to give it to me.
First of all, can I ask you a question?
Yeah.
What guy talks like this?
For real.
Like, I hate, yo, real quick, I hate when women try to impersonate men or angry men. Yeah, where you always, who you talking to? I don't talk like, we don't talk like that.
Okay. You make me so angry sometimes.
You sound like the Shredder, like every guy, you know, we're not the Shredder, my nigga.
My whole thing is, if y'all didn't talk like that, why does every woman do it?
Because it's kind of like the same way when we imitate y'all, we be like, we do this.
Cause we do this.
But when I get,
we do this.
The women I date, they don't cuss me out with their hands.
Okay,
I'm
all
be
I'm saying
you,
is,
I have not been, you know, every cuss out that I've had from a woman in the last 5 years has been very eloquent
and articulate.
It made me feel stupid.
Well, in the same token, I don't date Strutter. So I guess we just...
I don't date.
We live and we learn, and somehow we pick up these things.
I just want you to change your like, can we get another... Like, can we just get another...
Okay.
Show me how men argue, but like, give it to me better. Like,
okay.
Give me a mature man.
A mature man.
Okay, let's play.
Okay.
Okay.
All right, here we go.
A guy who you took a picture for the gram,
mm-hmm.
you sent said picture to him,
mm-hmm.
he's upset about it, but he's not this. He's articulating his feelings correctly. How does that look?
It looks like this. Man, I'm trying.
I don't suck. Niggas don't suck my dick teeth.
Yo, niggas like, man, I just feel like that shit, that's corny for real. That's my guy impersonation when they're...
This is what I want you to do when you impersonate guys from that one.
Okay, tell me.
Here we go. Are you ready?
Oh, I'm excited.
She takes a picture. You take picture of of said yourself on the gram. You put it on the gram.
Put it on the gram.
I'm mad, right? Now, this is how I'm going to articulate my feelings. You send me the picture. First, I'm going to put a heart on the picture. Hey, this is a very beautiful picture of you. But, however... You know, that's one text, boom, right? But however,
next message.
I would greatly appreciate it in the future, is if you sent if you're sending me a picture, please be a picture that is reserved for me. Ooh. I appreciate this picture that was on that you already, but you already put it on the gram, and it's for thousands of other people to see. Can I just get something that is reserved for me? It doesn't have to be naked. I just want to see you in a different light than the world sees you.
Can I answer this as an honest woman?
Please and thank you.
And ladies.
Please and thank you.
I know I'm about to give up the juice right now, so I apologize in advance, right? Women are so...
Step into the world of power, loyalty, and luck.
I'm going to make him an offer he can't refuse.
With family, cannolis, and spins mean everything.
Now, you want to get mixed up in the family business.
Introducing The Godfather at ChumbaCasino.com. Test your luck in the shadowy world of The Godfather slot.
Someday, I will call upon you to do a service for me.
Play The Godfather now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Welcome to the family.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Hey, it's intern John. Every football season, Safeway makes sure you're the MVP. Spend more time enjoying the game and get your groceries delivered in as soon as 30 minutes. Download the Safeway mobile app to shop for delivery or pickup, plus find hundreds of digital deals and earn rewards points for free grocery items or redeem for up to $1 per gallon on gas at Safeway or participating Exxon or mobile fuel stations. You know the deal. It's Safeway, fresh foods, local flavors.
Complex, right? I'm going to tell you what the woman is going to do.
Thank you for that.
The woman is going to screenshot, put her right in a group chat like, he got me fucked up, talking about I got to send him. Okay, you hype. It's giving very emotional, but on the same side, internally, they're going to be like, damn, he checked me. I like that shit.
That's it.
And we're going to be so turned on by it. And the next time we will make sure we send you a different photo.
Because I'm not disrespecting you. I'm not getting mad. I'm not getting upset. We're not, this isn't JV dating. Right?
Varsity only.
Yeah, this is not, that's the problem with some of y'all women and men. You're JV, you're doing JV dating. You're making JV moves. You don't have to cuss somebody out when you upset. Send a very eloquent text message that articulates your feelings correctly so that all that person can either do is react to how you feel, not to how you're reacting.
1,000%.
I don't need you reacting to my reaction. I just need you to react to how I feel. And it's not an attack. This is not defense. This is not offense. There is no winner. There is no loser. I like you. You like me. I feel this way. You apologize.
Yes.
That's
it. We gonna act like we don't like it, but we low key love it.
Well, then you do that with your friends. You don't act like you don't like it with me.
Yes.
Only thing I want to hear is, you know what? I apologize. Or if you disagree with that, that's cool. I would like for you to disagree with me respectfully.
So can I answer respectfully?
Answer respectfully.
I'm gonna reply with, I heard you, King.
No. As soon as you say no.
That doesn't sound real.
No.
Nah. Okay, let me start over. Let me get another chance.
I hear you, King.
Okay.
What the fuck is that?
Can I start over?
Get a redo.
Okay, redo. I'm going to respond with, that's cool, but this was my best photo.
As soon as you say but.
Can I? Well, okay, that's cool. This was my best photo. Next time I'll make sure I send you at the close second. No?
Here's the problem.
I'm going to kick
your
ass.
What if that really was my best photo, though?
Because you're not you're defending the action.
Okay.
Instead of acknowledging the
Or.
Now it's or.
Am I preparing for the next scenario in which I only have one good photo?
You have to acknowledge the feelings first.
I said I understand.
No, you said that's cool.
Right.
Okay, so what's better than that's cool? Teach me. This is a learning experience.
That's cool. Like, that's cool sounds like I hear you, but that's cool and all, but what I...
Right.
I can't say that's cool.
That's kind of a throwaway.
Yeah, that's
cool. Okay, what about, I understand. Is that better?
I understand how you feel.
Yes.
Yes. I think it's just the way I grew up. I understand sounds so dismissive.
No, I understand how you feel.
I know. No, I understand.
Going forward.
Yeah.
I will respect your wishes if you want to do that. Mm-hmm. And then you can give why it happened.
The live says, nah, post the close second and send me the good one.
I'm with that too. Case closed.
Okay. All right.
Just case closed. But for real, when it comes to like people's feelings, you really like, people only just want their feelings acknowledged.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
That's really at the end of the day. Mm-hmm. Like when we really talk about like people getting, you know, like most arguments really turned into worse arguments. Because you're not acknowledging how you made that person feel. Whether you're right or wrong, that person's feelings is valid.
That's real.
Regardless of, like, at the end of the day, your action, you may not have meant to hurt me, mm-hmm. but you gotta acknowledge that you hurt me first before we could go into either A, what were you thinking, blah, mm-hmm. blah, 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 blah. People just wanna feel validated. Mm-hmm. We're not saying that you're right. I'm saying, okay, I hear what you're saying. Mm-hmm. I see what you're saying. Right. I look at it from that, like, and that's really with a lot of situations. It really should be, yo, I see where you're coming from. Now, let me apologize for making you feel that way. And then the next part is, okay, but here's why, so that maybe I can get a better understanding.
I'm not tripping. The live says, I understand sounds dismissive. Say something like, oh, my bad. I totally understand. My apologies.
Which you're still saying I understand.
I know, you but for have, some reason, I understand sounds dismissive to me
because,
too.
Because so for me, because my thing is, I understand sounds like you're not apologizing. Mm-hmm. I don't want you to apologize if you're not sorry.
Okay.
I don't want you to apologize if you, like, if we get into it, right? Mm-hmm. Or if something happens, you can't apologize for something you did, mm-hmm. whether it triggered my feelings or not, right? Doesn't necessarily mean that you meant to do it, mm-hmm. right? But you can't apologize for something you would do again, right? Right?
That's very true.
Like you like, this is why, like, you know, like, it's like kind of like, oh, I see why you feel that way, but let me explain why I did that. Mm-hmm. Then when you explain it, right? Mm-hmm. After acknowledging his feelings, then it's like, oh, okay, I see where she's coming from. Mm-hmm. That's how adults take care of problems.
1,000%.
You know what I'm saying? Like, you have to, like, the person who's hurt also has to hear, like, yo, you, like, you can't be on defense after you're hurt.
A lot of times people really just want to be understood and feel like they have their feelings validated.
And that's the thing. So when you say I understand versus saying I'm sorry, like, why are you saying you're sorry? You didn't. Mm-hmm. And even to be honest with you, you might not even necessarily be wrong. Mm-hmm. What you did just hurt my feelings.
Right.
You didn't necessarily, like, how many times have you said to somebody, like, yo, like, I did something wrong. I ain't mean it. Like, you didn't do nothing wrong, but it hurt my feelings.
Most importantly, never say it's not that deep. It's not that deep is the worst thing you could ever say. You know what's crazy? I didn't learn that till about 3 years ago.
It's not that deep has to be the number one domestic violence.
Yes. Word.
Like, before it, like, if you ever get a written, like, if we're a fly on the wall for most women beating men and men beating women, somebody say it's not even that deep.
It followed quickly by you drawing. It's not even that deep.
It's not that. Yo. Yeah. Yo. Yeah. It's not that deep is the most. I'm getting mad thinking about it.
You get flashbacks?
Because, yo, it's not that deep. Like, what do you mean?
How you going to tell me what's deep to me?
Yo. Right.
Like, what?
Dog.
If I say we at the depths of the motherfucking Pacific Ocean, we there. Don't tell me it's not deep.
If you tell me it's not that deep, I have to get up and walk away. We can't talk after that.
That's your number one trigger?
It's up there.
Really?
It's not that deep, or you being emotional. Mm. Like, you're making it seem like what's the problem is me being emotional about the situation, mm-hmm. versus your actions.
Right.
Like, I don't want to hear, yo, oh, you sensitive. No, nigga, like, you said, because, like, here's the number one thing is, because, like, let me tell y'all this, right? You can sit here, I'm a comedian, I probably made you laugh this whole podcast, right? Mm-hmm. A lot of people who know me off stage, I'm not funny, my nigga.
And he will quickly tell you, yeah, but I'm not laughing.
I'm dead ass serious.
I'm not laughing.
I'm not laughing, bro.
Everybody just be like, oh, okay.
Yo, because, like, the misconception is, oh, you're a comedian, you always on. And it's like, nah, dog, like, I'm a real person.
Right.
Like, you know what I'm saying? So it's like, oh, I can't take a joke. No, your joke wasn't funny.
Okay, listen, the live said, it's not that deep to me, but I can see where you're coming from.
No.
Is that bad?
No. No. It's not that deep. I can see where you coming
That's
from.
Worse. Nah.
That's worse. That's worse, man.
Because you're acknowledging.
Because you're saying, I see where you coming from, but it's still not that deep.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So you're acknowledging like, yo, man, like, this, you right. But it ain't
but
that
it
deep.
But it still ain't that deep.
No.
It's like, no, I'm acknowledging your feelings, but I'm not acknowledging your feelings.
If you understood, then you would know that it's that fucking deep.
Mm-hmm. To me, anyway. Yo, it don't have to be that deep to you. It's that
like
deep that, to
it's
me.
It's not that deep. Ladies, you got the right to smack the shit out of a nigga. He said that.
You know what's crazy? I think women say it more than men
and
do.
And that's why, and fellas, when you do it, you just get out, go home. Like, go sleep. For real, fellas, if you ain't listening to nothing else I've ever said today, if your woman tells you during an argument
it's not that deep,
I'm begging you, my man, you're allowed to cheat that night.
Who said that? Ooh.
You're allowed to cheat that
Who
night.
Who said that?
I'm saying it. I'm declaring it. Fellas, if your woman, if your girlfriend, your lady, the woman you like, you lay down with, all of that, y'all in a disagreement, and she tells you it's not that deep, you're saying to me, go fuck somebody else. That's what I heard.
Really?
That's what I heard. It's not that deep. You're absolutely right.
Okay, well, to be fair,
I'll go somewhere where it is that deep.
Literally.
I'll go somewhere where it is that deep.
Okay, well, to be fair, if you giving out hall passes for the men, you gonna have to give a hall pass for the women too. Right. What's the circumstance in which a woman can go out and cheat? To be fair, you gotta be fair about it.
Oh, you're right. I gotta be fair.
And I'm not gonna press you. I'm gonna give you some time to think about it. But I feel like if you gonna sit on this platform, mm-hmm, and tell men, yeah, when she says it's not that deep, yeah, you got a right to go out and cheat. Well, hold on, good brother.
Yeah, you're right.
Let's stop and think about in what circumstance, okay, does a woman have a right to go out and cheat?
We got to come to like a pact.
Okay.
Right. So like it's like a fair trade. It's like a this is a fair trade. Okay. Mm-hmm. This is a fair trade. Mm-hmm. I'm good with this.
Mm-hmm.
I think, you know what, ladies, because I said you can smack the shit out of him.
Mm-hmm.
I don't want to insinuate violence, because, mm-hmm, if you might smack him and he may smack you back.
And Clint ain't going to be there to help you.
I'm not there to help. Yeah, like, I'm not, I mean, you know, because everybody don't play that shit with the smacking. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? Like, mm-hmm, you, mm-hmm, like, you know, I mean, I got restraint. You smack me, you going to be all right.
Mm-hmm.
No, you're not. My sister's going to fuck you up, yo. No, that's
don't,
what you
don't bring her into this.
Look, can we just real quick?
Okay.
You got a brother?
Yeah.
A girl smacked the shit out of him, beat up on him or whatever.
I'm fucking him up.
Okay.
And my little brother will tell you, yeah, I'm about that life.
Okay. So, since we're not doing violence,
mm-hmm,
ladies, if a man tells you it's not that deep.
I'm Victoria Cash. Thanks for calling the Lucky Land Hotline. If you feel like you do the same thing every day, press 1. If you're ready to have some serious fun for the chance to redeem some serious prizes, press 2. We heard you loud and clear. So go to LuckyLandSlots.com right now and play over 100 social casino-style games for free. Get lucky today at LuckyLandSlots.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void or prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
It's intern John. Celebrate the coziest season with Safeway. They bring all the fall flavors to you. From pumpkin everything to caramel apples and all of your seasonal favorites. Make the most of those fireside dinners, game-winning touchdowns, and warm family gatherings. All you gotta do is visit your neighborhood Safeway today or shop online for easy pickup or delivery. They're here to help you spice, season, and savor every moment. Sincerely, Safeway, your favorite local supermarket.
I'm good with the cheating, too.
No, you're not. You're just saying it because you can't think of anything else.
No, I mean, because what else can you say to me? Or what else can a guy... Okay. I know for me, it's not that deep as a big trigger.
Mm-hmm.
What's a big trigger for you in an argument?
In an argument?
I need some.
Are you on your period?
No, not even that. If we're in an argument and you bring up, I need to go talk to the lady or I need to have another session, ooh, I feel like I should be able to go cheat.
Wait, what?
So sometimes, oh, this is a thing.
Ooh.
So women and men will be in arguments, and men who are usually losing or have been proven that they are wrong in said argument will be like, yo, I just feel like you acting crazy. You need to go back and talk to your therapist, or you need to go back and talk to the lady.
That's a low blow.
If you tell me that,
that's a low blow.
I feel like I can go cheat.
That's a low blow.
That's fair.
The therapist is dick. I'm good with that. I'm good with that.
That's a good code.
Yeah, I'm going to go talk to my therapist. The one with the dick.
Yeah, I'm good with that. I'm good with that. You go see your trainer. Yeah, yeah, you're good with that.
Yeah, okay, that's fair. Long as we have an equal playing ground here.
I'm fair. I'm good with that. That's a low blow.
Yes.
Niggas say that in arguments.
Yes.
They tell you to go see your, like, you're acting crazy. You need to go see your therapist.
Yes, I have had multiple friends tell me this.
Now, I don't think I've never said that to a woman. I have said, though. Now, and we're not saying it. I don't say that mid argument, and I don't use that as a crutch. But I do think that on certain, if we're at a disagreement fundamentally or morally, then yeah, I do think you need to have this conversation with your therapist and say, like, yo, are you tripping or am I tripping? Like, maybe we do need an outside source. But if you're not using it as if you're telling me they're using it as a weapon,
you're like trying to be hurtful.
That's not okay. No. That's definitely grounds for going and get some new dick.
Boom.
I'm good with that.
Just like that.
All right. So if a woman says it's not too deep, fellas, you can cheat.
Mm-hmm.
Ladies, if a man says, go see your therapist, fellas, just know the therapist is
dick.
It's Marcus, Mr. Marcus.
Mr. Dick. Mr. Marcus.
Dick.
Man, speaking of dick, right?
Whoa.
Dick.
That transition. Hold on. So I was talking to my girlfriends and we were talking about sneaky links, right?
Mm-hmm.
And I realized that I don't think that I'm a good sneaky link, right? But when we were talking, my reasoning didn't match up with their reasoning. So I felt like I'm not a good sneaky link because I don't know how to keep sneaky links short term. They always last for like years, even when you don't even have to be a sneaky link anymore, right? Mm. And they were like, dog, that's not even a part of being a sneaky link. Mm. So my question was, what makes a good sneaky link?
I'm 35. Like, if we sleeping together, like, you know, we're not sneaking around. I'm grown. We're having sex.
Yeah.
We're having sex. I'm not saying the world needs to know, but I'm.
So if the world doesn't need to know, does that make it a sneaky link?
No, because the world, because like, it's my business. Like, we're outside though. We're not in the house all day, every day. Like, we're outside.
Mm-hmm.
Like, if I'm at an event or we at an event, we're outside.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we get something to eat.
Right.
We're not sneaking. We just not like, look at me. Like,
is this you with the camera? Is
like,
this your phone?
Yeah, look at me. Like, we're not that. We're having a mature adult sexual relationship that is nobody's business but yours and mine.
The live says sneaky links are for youngins.
Yeah, I'm a girl. Yeah, like I'm 30. What the fuck I look like sneaky link? I'm 35, B. I'm sorry. I'm saying it. Like, I know that's like not a real reason, but I'm old, B. Yeah. I got great hair.
So that's cool, but
I'm sorry. Nah,
you're not acknowledging his feelings.
It's not that deep.
It's not that. It's that's not cool. That deep. Right. That's cool. That's cool. Exactly. This is.
No, I understand.
Can I finish? I didn't even get a chance to finish my statement.
You don't understand that I'm a 35 year old man and I'm not linking
cool
sneakily.
And I understand that you are a 35 year old man and you do not partake in sneaky links. However, I took it upon myself to ask Al Gore's internet what makes a good sneaky link, and I wanted to read you some of their answers.
Please do.
Okay, so the first one. Y'all wow. And sometimes I feel like y'all just be saying shit
to
say shit.
Of course. They don't. Then y'all, you know what? Real quick. Y'all really not like this in real life. Y'all be, people be on the internet capping like, oh, like they, like you're this savage mother. You're soft. You're sweet. Ladies, you love your boyfriend. Fellas, you love your girlfriend.
Y'all love your girlfriend.
Like, get the fuck out of here with that shit, man. Like, people always want to get tough and, oh, yeah, I kick him out. And I don't eat no pussy. And I don't kiss before. Yes, you do. Yes, you do.
Y'all be talking all that tough Tony shit and do not be
you're
like
not
that
tough,
behind
dog.
Closed doors.
Yeah,
no,
man.
No, no.
Nigga, you give compliments. You send good morning, beautiful.
Dog, you be heavy on a good morning, beautiful energy. You be heavy on a did you make it in a house safe.
Yeah, niggas always want to act like they are. You're not future, my nigga.
And ladies, you too, okay? Because y'all be the main ones throwing them hard eyes in the fucking group chat telling us about how he your boyfriend this week, your husband next week. Stop it. Stop it. But I be doing it.
You be doing what?
All of it.
I don't know what all of it is.
Acting like I don't like these niggas when I do.
You like these niggas?
Sometimes.
Okay.
So let me tell you. Somebody said, did Clint have an edible before the show?
Absolutely.
Nice.
Absolutely.
Would it be Clint if he didn't?
Yeah,
honestly.
Absolutely.
Honestly.
Who asked that?
Implicit bias.
So I mean, she know they most know they know me
For sure.
They know me, yeah.
Behind closed doors, he laying on her thigh getting a neck massage.
And
yep.
There's nothing wrong, nigga. A neck. First of all, I'm growing my hair right now.
Please don't.
I'm growing my hair right Woo. Now. You know what I mean?
I keep telling Clint to drop the curl routine. Y'all can't see it on live, hair, but it's out here.
I got my hair. Yeah, I'm growing my hair. Nigga, ain't nothing better than getting your. It's like, first of all, getting your waves rubbed on is sexy.
Mm-hmm. But getting your scalp touched.
But nigga, getting like having a little curly, getting
all this.
Yeah, dog.
Hit them follicles. All right, yeah. Listen.
Go ahead. I'm sorry.
So I asked y'all what makes a good sneaky link. First one, willing to jump out the window so you don't get caught.
Nah.
I would like you to be a little agile though.
I'm not, but that's the problem, right? I'm 35.
Right.
I'm not jumping out of a fucking window.
I understand.
I'm not. What do I need to be agile for? Just in case somebody catches us, and then what?
Because we're sneaking.
And nigga, I can fight.
Next one. The thrill of getting caught and possibly jumped. It's a lot of violence
jumped.
Here. And
jumped.
And I'll give you.
Why are we getting jumped for right. having sex? Getting jumped. Like you're fans.
Yeah.
Y'all got issues.
Don't talk about my friends like this.
Yo, man, these niggas, man, boy, go ahead, keep going.
Next one, doing all the freaky shit your partner won't.
That's cheating.
That's giving a little cheating.
That's yeah. cheating. That's not a sneaky link.
But that's 100%.
That's cheating.
I think that one slice of a sneaky link is, you know, cheating. That is a part of it.
I didn't say
for
that.
For some people, though, for some people, it is cheating. Some people is just like, I don't want nobody to know we talking.
If you're single and I'm single, we're not sneaking. We're just right. we're just not. It's just not everybody's business.
Or what if you're single and I'm single, but I used to talk to your best friend so we could never be together? In that case, we are sneaking.
And y'all on bullshit.
Dog, come on.
I don't, and that's the thing, right? So like, but when we say used to talk, right?
Yeah.
First of all, I'm not dating anybody that my friends took serious.
Mm-hmm.
If it was one date, I would have a conversation with my friend and be mm-hmm. like, yo, bro. Me and Sally. I mean, I don't know no bitch named Sally, but
Sally was wow. You fucking with Gucci?
No, remember back in the day, it was a song called Sally by what the fuck is that?
I
group?
Thought of Sally Jesse Raphael.
It was a it, no. Oh shit!
Oh, Jack and Sally.
No, there was some people. Sally Walk. It's an old school rap song. I don't want to misquote say it's that's
okay.
Sonic.
Cool.
Or
cool.
All, yeah, cool. But it's a song called Sally.
Cool.
But anyway, yeah, but I would tell my man like, yo, me and Sally, we kind of been flirting. What's up? Like, is it cool? Yeah, it's cool. We're not sneaking. I'm 35.
I don't know if this happens with men, right?
Yeah.
But with women, sometimes they think that the relationship, situationship, whatever is more serious than what it actually is or actually was. So he may not think it was that deep. But to her, like I said, she already put the hard eyes and told the group chat that that's her husband. Mm. But it really never got that serious.
Mm. So that's a sneaky link.
That will be a case for a sneaky link.
It is Ryan Seacrest here. Everybody needs some variety in life. That's what I love about Chumba Casino. They know how to keep things fresh and exciting. All their games are free to play. Like spin slots, bingo, and solitaire. You can claim free daily login bonuses too. And they release new games every week. So spice things up with ChumbaCasino.com now for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply.
It's intern John. Celebrate the coziest season with Safeway. They bring all the fall flavors to you. From pumpkin everything to caramel apples and all of your seasonal favorites. Make the most of those fireside dinners, game-winning touchdowns, and warm family gatherings. All you gotta do is visit your neighborhood Safeway today or shop online for easy pickup or delivery. They're here to help you spice, season, and savor every moment. Sincerely, Safeway, your favorite local supermarket.
Y'all gotta grow up.
Okay, listen. Next answer.
Hey, y'all gotta grow up, dog.
I asked what makes a good sneaky link. The next answer, being able to play one's role. Food, sex, and silence. And the last one of what makes a good sneaky link is someone in a relationship. I just sat here and defended y'all, and it turns out y'all really was talking about cheating. Come on, y'all making me look bad. I'm not telling y'all I understand. I'm just telling y'all that ain't cool.
Emotional damage.
I'm going to say that I don't understand y'all feelings, and your feelings are not valid about sneaky linking.
We just talked about this.
It's cheating. You know, it's cheating. I don't condone that. It's fucked up.
Yeah, that's cool and all, but like, that's messed up.
Yeah, it's cheating. Fucked up. It's cheating.
But so someone on the live said that means sneaky links. They ain't sneaky links. They are situationships. But sometimes situationships are sneaky links.
Who are you sneaking around
for? Right.
I think that it's a two-sided coin, right? So like I said, it could be a situation where you stalk somebody's friend, or I just don't want people knowing that I'm talking to you.
What if you're sneaking from your landlord because animals aren't allowed in?
Kevin?
Oh, shit.
Kevin, do I have to cut your microphone?
You got dogs out here.
Kevin.
That's funny as
Kevin.
Shit.
Sorry.
Kevin.
That's funny as shit.
Kevin, you just got your mic back, okay?
You're right, and act my right. Camera.
Now, and your camera. Act right.
My man said...
No, wait. Are we talking like dogs, cats, or goats? Like,
hello?
Kevin, I need more information.
Hello?
I mean, I'm talking about like.
Don't laugh at Kevin, y'all.
Like a
y'all
dog
know.
In the bed,
I've never.
You know
yeah,
y'all know Kevin just got his mic back.
Can
yes.
We, can we? Can we? Can I ask a question?
Yeah, sure.
Can we on this podcast really like? Can we? Can we? Can we? Like shit on Sneaky Lincoln? Can we? Can we? Can we honestly say that's over? You're a grown up. You can have sex with who you want to have sex with. You see these motherfuckers from Good Morning America?
They
doing
they were sneaky links.
No, they wasn't though.
They wasn't being sneaky.
They wasn't being
they
sneaky.
They were not being.
They were out here.
Very Angela and Ghost.
Yeah, dog. And at the end of the day, they didn't give a fuck.
Not at all. All
right? But they was out. Like, if it's on the internet, right? Imagine what they were doing. The
oh,
pictures
yeah.
That wasn't being taken.
Oh, yeah.
They weren't hiding. They weren't sneaking. So my thing is, yo, you grown. You should be able to fuck who you want.
Okay, can I give a little pushback?
No. No, go ahead.
Honestly, right? And I'm just going to say this because, like, we family and I could be honest.
Yeah.
Sometimes I don't like the person that I'm being a sneaky link with.
Right.
Either A, as much as they like me, or B, I just like the way they make me feel. It's very selfish. It's very, very selfish. So I don't want to be in public, or I don't want to be seen, or I don't want people to know we're talking, because in my mind, there's no future between us. Sometimes it really just boils down to I like the way we are in public, in private.
Let's say y'all out getting a cheesesteak, right? It's not, if somebody see y'all together, it's not necessarily y'all fucking. It could just be like, yo, y'all together getting a cheesesteak. You can make that assumption if you want to. That's why I'm like, I'm not sneaking. If I'm hanging out with somebody, you see me with this person, right?
Right.
That don't mean we're that.
Right.
I'm not introduced. Hey, yo, this Stormy, we fucking.
So I'm going to introduce everyone from now on.
Yeah,
this is Kevin. We're
yo,
fucking.
Have you ever done that though? Like, you ever introduced somebody? Like, only time you introduce somebody, like, you can tell, like, you know, they fucking is like, yo, this is my boyfriend.
Right.
Yo,
right.
Yo. You ever been with somebody and they introduce you as their man, but you not they man?
Absolutely.
I've been with people and they're like, yeah, this is my lady. I'm like, we're gonna have a talk in the car. We are definitely gonna talk in the fucking car.
So it depends on, okay. So let's keep it stacked, right?
Yeah.
If we're at an event, right? We're at an event, I'm bringing you as my date or whatever.
That's different.
Right? If we're at an event, I bring you as my date, and if we're at an event, like, I like you to some degree. So if I'm introduced you, and I don't got no job, y'all, but if I'm introduced...
Jesus Christ!
No, but I'm just giving a scenario. Like, if I'm introduced you to my boss, you know what I'm saying? Like, I mean, I don't have a job. Okay, prime example. Okay, you know what? I used to open for D.L. Hughley. Everybody know that. Not everybody, but most people, if you follow my career. All right. So D.L. has a Christmas party every year at his house. If I bring a lady to the Christmas party, best believe you important.
Right.
Because, you know, he's not my boss technically, but that's my boss.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? And then also there's other people at said Christmas party, like Cedric the Entertainer's there, George Lopez there. Nigga, Stevie Wonder showed up.
What?
You think he can see?
So
yes or no? Quick answer, yes or no? Woo! Yes or no?
I need to know.
Quick answer,
no,
yes
he
or
can't
no?
See.
That nigga can see.
No, sure. I'm gonna tell you why though. And said Cedric the Entertainer confirmed this, right? We was at the Christmas party, right? And Stevie Wonder literally just walked in. Like, I don't know how he knew he wasn't invited, but who gonna tell Stevie
who
Wonder?
Who gonna tell Stevie to go home?
He not telling Stevie Wonder no. So Stevie Wonder walks in, like, I'm like, to me, like, this is Stevie Wonder, my nigga. This ain't like, so I was like, yo, say it. I was like, yo, he really do this.
Hello, it is Ryan, and I was on a flight the other day playing one of my favorite social spin slot games on ChumbaCasino.com. I looked over at the person sitting next to me, and you know what they were doing? They were also playing Chumba Casino. Everybody's loving having fun with it. Chumba Casino is home to hundreds of casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere. So sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com to claim your free welcome bonus. That's ChumbaCasino.com and live the Chumba life.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Hey, it's intern John. Every football season, Safeway makes sure you're the MVP. Spend more time enjoying the game and get your groceries delivered in as soon as 30 minutes. Download the Safeway mobile app to shop for delivery or pickup, plus find hundreds of digital deals and earn rewards points for free grocery items or redeem for up to $1 per gallon on gas at Safeway or participating Exxon or mobile fuel stations. You know the deal. It's Safeway. Fresh foods. Local flavors.
When he's walking around.
Of course he's blind.
But I didn't know. You only see him do it on the piano. But like he's walking in, he really do this shit.
Please stop. Please stop. I wish y'all could see what he's doing. Please stop. Please like, go on YouTube and look at what the fuck he's doing.
Sam was like, Clint, nigga.
What is the timestamp right now?
54.
Yes,
50, on YouTube. Go on YouTube and go to 54 minutes and watch Clint give his Stevie Wonder impersonation.
It wasn't Bono. It was like he really walked in, glasses on, somebody holding him. He's just like this.
Okay, wait. Go back to the story. If you bring the girl to the DL.
But if I bring girls to the DL, if I bring you to the DL Christmas party, you are important.
Right.
And when I introduce you to everybody, I'm not going to introduce you as my friend. I'm going to be like, yo, this is my lady such and such. Now, yeah, you want to ask in the car? Cool. Like, then we had a conversation. And it's like, yo, am I really a girl? And shit, why not? Like,
what you mean, why not? Because we didn't talk about this coming up to this.
But I mean, but if I'm caught off guard in the moment, like, yeah, like, I mean.
It's giving very much love vibe.
It's not a love. No, because we got
full
time.
Full circle.
But
full
I would
circle.
But you're right. But I also wouldn't bring somebody to a Christmas party that I don't intend to be. You know what I'm saying? Like, you're, but all I'm saying is that can happen. And then, you know, we end up doing whatever and figuring it out. But
has it ever happened to you where someone introduced you as their guy and you were not their guy?
Yes.
And what did you do?
I blushed at first because I was trying to be. I wanted to be her man.
Oh.
I wanted to be her man. Yeah, man. I ain't even gonna hold you. I'm not gonna act like a tough guy. Like I'll never forget this. Like,
hey Siri, play Chris Brown. Gotta be your man.
Yeah, nah. We was at an event for her job. Right. Mm-hmm. This event was in New York. This was like a very like expensive, prestigious event. Like I had to wear let me paint the picture.
Oh, paint the picture for us.
It was a Christmas party. She worked at a record label, right? Ooh. And she's, you know, we're in New York. And, you know, and Christmas in New York is beautiful.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
City's lit up. She's like, yo, blah, 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 blah. You wanna go with me? I said, yeah. She's like, yo, but you gotta wear a tux. I'm like, a tux? Went to the spot was at the party was at the Lincoln Center.
You went to David's Bridal?
Yeah.
Here for it.
Yeah, rented a tux, you know what nice. I mean? Had me a black coat, all that. Like I was prepared.
Come on, Mr. Penguin.
And I had money in the bank that night too.
Ooh.
Like I was ready. Like if we like cause like I was prepared. Like we get drinks after, like
you was ready.
I'm ready.
On go.
So we at the spot, blah, 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 blah. She introduces me to big time record exec. You know, yo, this is Clint. Clint, this is blah, 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 blah. You know what I'm saying? And she was like, yo, this is my man. I was like,
oh.
I was like, yo, word, right?
Yo, word.
I was like, word. I was excited. You know what I'm saying? So, like, I'm holding hands the whole time. Like, I'm being affectionate. I'm playing my part. We do get drinks afterwards. Mm-hmm. Like, I'm stealing the show. Mm. You know what I mean? Like, I know I'm funny. I got my best jokes.
Yeah.
I got, you know what I'm saying? Like, you know what you're doing.
Somebody said a whole Hallmark movie.
Yeah, dog. No bullshit. We had sex that night. Like,
ooh,
it was
ooh.
Top. Like, yo, it had, we had, she left her stockings on sex.
Just poked a hole through the middle.
Yeah, like, she left her stockings on. Well, she had, like, stocking.
The thigh highs.
Yeah.
And the next day, she told you it wasn't that deep.
No, that's not what she, in so many words, but yeah. But she. But that's not what she said, though. And it was how she said it that what? Really. She was like, you know, I know yesterday, you know.
Starting bad already. Yeah. I don't like it. No. I don't like
it. She was like, I know yesterday we was in the moment and stuff like that. But I still just want to let you know I apologize.
you know, for leading you on, but you know, we're still just friends.
What did you do?
Nigga, I was like, no, I understand, nigga. My heart.
You did not understand.
No, I was like, yo, I understand. Like, it was like, I'm saying all the right things, but nigga, my heart was in my stomach. Mm. She never heard from me after that.
Wow.
Yeah, that was it.
Live says, she introduced me as her man. I'm going to create an event the next year and just say, this is my little yeah.
I'm going to create an event.
I said, I'm uncomfortable now.
Yeah, no, but like.
We hate this for you, Clint.
You can't say that to somebody and not want to be their man or their mm-hmm. lady. Like, you got to read the room. Right. Like, look, don't bring me a. Like, look, prime example. Like, there was a meme. Somebody was like, or a girl was like, girl, me and his mom don't mean shit no more. And it's like.
She in on it too.
Right. But it's like. No, me and my mom is something. Mm-hmm. Like, you don't, like, nah, like, meeting my dad at the time, you know, that ain't shit. Mm-hmm. But meeting my mom, that does mean something. I say all that to say, like, don't bring people around people that's in your life mm-hmm. if you don't have no intentions for them.
Right.
You know what I mean? Like, that is hardcore manipulation. And if I'm on the other side of that, like, if I'm your friend, yo, don't bring this bitch around me.
But also, everybody's relationship isn't the same. Everybody doesn't have the same relationship with their parents that other people do.
Yeah, that's facts.
To me, you know, I might bring you around my mom just because, like, you know, that's my homie and you my homie. And now we all homies.
Yeah. Okay. I'm getting flashbacks again, man.
Oh, man. Oh,
no. Yo, because, like, no, she really introduced me to a record executive as her man.
The audacity.
Like, I in my mind, and I saw this nigga again.
The audacity.
Yeah.
I saw the exec again, like, later in life. Yeah. And he was like, yo, and I was like, nah, I wasn't her man.
I was just her little yeah.
Yo.
Emotional damage.
You know what? I think that we've learned a lot today. And just to recap.
Yo, fuck that bitch, man.
That's the first thing.
I was 28 years old.
Damn. Fuck him.
Go ahead,
second bro. Thing.
I flew into town for that storm.
You did?
I flew into New York for that.
You get a lot of free miles, Clint. I don't know if that's important.
No, first of all, a flight is a flight, dog. I live in LA. I'm not trying to hear no fucking free miles, my nigga. Like, that's a 5-hour fucking flight, B. At least. Am I right or wrong?
No, it's 6.
I mean, well, yeah. I mean, for the but somewhere.
Yeah.
Put it like this. I had to leave a day early to make sure I was there and not getting there the day of.
Anywhere I gotta go where I have the time to watch the full Titanic movie, it has to be worth it.
You can watch the Titanic twice on that
flight.
You can
watch Roots. Like, these are things that I'm putting time in
for. You can really binge on a series.
Yes. I could finish a season of The Office clean.
Yeah, I'm sorry for, like, I'm just really now, like, really thinking back, like, she took my time, dog.
She love bombed you.
Introduce me to her boss.
Yeah.
Who the fuck you think you are, yo?
All right, well, to recap, number one. It's like that. Love bombing is trash.
Yes.
Number two, fuck that bitch.
Yes.
Number three, fellas, if your girl says it's not that deep during an argument,
You are allowed to cheat. Yes.
Ladies, if your man tells you that you're being crazy or need to go talk to the lady.
Yeah. The lady is not the lady anymore.
It's now the man.
Yeah.
Dick.
Or you could go talk to the lady and get your pussy ate. That's cheating too.
I'll
never forget I had a girl do that. She cheated on me with a girl going to tell me that wasn't cheating.
It's usually the men who don't care and say that's not really cheating.
No, I care, nigga. That's cheating.
I'm not mad at it.
Yeah.
Clint, where can people get more of you at? Where can they hear you? Where can they tune in?
All right, so look.
Mm-hmm.
December 20th.
Mm-hmm.
Here is the move.
Mm-hmm.
I got a show at Helium Comedy Club called Ooh. Clint Coley and Friends.
Which Helium?
Helium. What do you mean, which one? It's only one in Philly.
Yeah, but I don't just have listeners in Philly.
All right. That's not what I meant. Don't do that.
I didn't do anything.
All right. I understand your feelings.
It's not that deep.
It's not that deep. It was giving very much. It's not that deep.
It's not that deep.
That's what she said.
Yeah, right.
Go ahead.
Anyway, no. Philadelphia, Pennsylvania, December 20th, Helium Comedy Club, Clint Coley and Friends. Tickets are $10, right? So you go on the website right now, tickets is $10. Make that shit happen. After the show, the after party will be at the Blonde Barber. We're doing wristbands only.
Ooh, talk to me about wristbands.
Wristbands only means when you, first of all, I'm DJing.
Mm-hmm.
When you come into the Blonde Barber, right? You will be asked a series of questions. Not really a series. You're just going to be asked one question. Mm-hmm. What is your relationship status? Mm-hmm. Depending on how you answer will be the color of the wristband you get. Mm-hmm. Red wristband means you're in a relationship. Yellow wristband means it's complicated. Blue wristband means you're single. Green wristband means use your imagination. Green means go. Go means you're going to go from the blonde barber to somebody's house and you have the green light. Mm-hmm. That's it. That's it. And listen to my podcast. Music is the love language.
Talk to me about music is the love language.
Well, I used to do a podcast called Advice from a Fuckboy, and a lot of my content was part of the problem. And I got older, and I don't feel the same way I felt about women when I first started.
Cause he's 35 now, y'all.
It's not even that. Just, you know, like, yeah, but also, you know, experiences have made you realize, like, you know what, man? Like, first of all, real quick, I got to give a shout out to my little sister. She gave birth today to a healthy baby girl.
Yeah.
You know, and, but after witnessing, I didn't watch it, the baby be born, but after witnessing childbirth, I never want to hear a man say, what do you bring to the table ever again?
I make humans, nigga.
I never want to hear that,
like,
again,
what?
Dog. Like,
you, I make humans,
if
dog.
If you've ever really been, like, my sister was in the hospital for like 48 hours before she gave birth and mm-hmm. pushing and all, like, nigga, that's a lot, bro. There's no way you could have done that. So, but yeah, so, but I decided to change course and I decided to do a podcast that is about something that I really love. Mm-hmm. And I really love, you know, when I'm not, you know, talking about comedy or doing comedy, like, music is is fun.
Yo, not even trying to be funny. Clint is like Rain Man with knowing when songs came out. Like, he can tell you when songs and albums came out. It's the strangest thing I've ever heard in my life, and he will go back. Like, right. That's one of the weirdest things about him that I always like, how the fuck did you do that? You know, like, it's crazy.
I'm that guy at like 3 a.m. that's like reading Wikipedia.
Mm. Yeah.
Like, I'm the guy who'll look up like the 1962 World Series.
Mm.
You know what I'm saying? Like, I'm the guy who knows like who won. Like, I know every Super Bowl basketball winner and baseball winner like in the last 50 years.
That's ridiculous. Someone on the live said, is there a Sneaky Link wristband?
That's probably the green one.
Okay. Green one, guys.
It's probably
green
the green one.
That's the green one.
It's probably green one. But yeah, but it's free to get into that joint too. That's going to be, so basically that music, that wristbands only coincides with my podcast. Music is a love language. Mm-hmm. Basically, it's fun, man. I come there, I play music, you know, I'm DJing. You know, if it's me, if you know me, you know the kind of music that's going to be played. I'm 35, grown up shit. You know what I mean? You're not,
I'm 35.
If you want to hear Lil Durk, this ain't the spot for you.
So I can't come shake my hips with Uzi?
No, I won't be playing music. Cause, like, you know what, man? We, like, you know what it is? You know what, really? I really want people to meet people organically.
Mm-hmm.
I'm tired of people acting like I want guys to have game again.
Yeah. Mm. Yeah.
I want guys to have rap again.
Yeah.
I want you to be able to say something that can get a woman's attention, get her to engage you for the evening while I'm playing some dope ass music. And while I'm playing said music, y'all can talk about it.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Or dance to it or whatever you're doing. Like, yo, like, that's really what I'm aiming for with Music is Love Like Us. It's the evolved version of my podcast. Yeah. Like, Advice from a Fuckboy was Squirtle, mm-hmm. you know, and Music is Love Language.
Bulbasaur.
It's Blastoise.
Oh, Blastoise. Ooh, okay.
The evolved version. Mm-hmm, you know mm-hmm. what I'm saying? Like, it, no, for real, it's the evolved version. Like, Music is Love Language. Like, yo, why, like, you literally can, you and somebody can literally listen to that podcast,
mm-hmm.
put it on, y'all have a discussion about it to see, like, what y'all agree with, what you don't agree with, how do you feel about it. Whether you agree with me or not, it's a talking point.
It's a talking point.
It starts somewhere.
I like that.
It starts somewhere.
Listen, man, my message is always going to be the same. Follow me on the gram at Stormy P, P-E-A, at Chocolate Chip and Sip. And make sure you guys go to the website, stormyp.com. We got major announcements coming soon. I love you guys. And if you don't remember anything else, please remember, if you love bomb, you need to go to hell. Okay. I love you guys. And I'll see you next week.
Wait. I'm sorry. Why can't you share the news now?
Oh, because I don't want to. Because the stuff's not up.
All right, my bad.
You can't buy it now.
Oh, okay. Well, she got some good shit coming, y'all. I know what it is, and I would love to be a part.
Yes, yes. Listen, you gonna let me do a wristbands? What's up?
You can do wristbands, and I'm gonna open for you.
Oh, you a liar, yo! Somebody mark this down that Clint said he gonna do it with me.
I'm open for you.
Not open for me, because that's not even possible.
Why not?
Because you him.
That don't mean shit.
Listen,
I'll
y'all.
For you.
Listen.
I'll give you my best set.
Man, I love you guys. I see you next week.
I'm not
week.
Joking.
And remember what Clint said, okay? Everybody remember what Clint just said. Dan, Kev, you heard it.
I got it.
I am a witness.
Thank you. Boom. See you guys next week. Bye.
Hey guys, it is Ryan. I'm not sure if you know this about me, but I'm a bit of a fun fanatic when I can. I like to work, but I like fun too. And now I can tell you about my favorite place to have fun. Chumba Casino. They have hundreds of social casino style games to choose from with new games released each week. You can play for free and each day brings a new chance to collect daily bonuses. So join me in the fun. Sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Hey, it's intern John. Every football season, Safeway makes sure you're the MVP. Spend more time enjoying the game and get your groceries delivered in as soon as 30 minutes. Download the Safeway mobile app to shop for delivery or pickup, plus find hundreds of digital deals and earn rewards points for free grocery items or redeem for up to a dollar per gallon on gas at Safeway or participating Exxon or mobile fuel stations. You know the deal. It's Safeway, fresh foods, local flavors.